For the last several months, I've thought about and prayed about doing this meeting with our, at first I just thought I'd do it with our staff, and then I, in praying about us, I thought we should open it up to current leaders or even people that we've recognized and see leadership on your life. And so we wanted to open it up to you all as well. And I wanted to start off this year really talking about our guiding values and also vision. And we're going to do this not every single month this year, but on most first Tuesdays of this year, we're going to do this, and you all are always invited. And so we'll send something out in advance to you, but it'll be on the first, whenever it is, it'll be on the first Tuesdays of the month. And so anyway, in praying about this, you know, I'm just really seeking God's heart, not just for this upcoming year for our church, but just overall, you know, God's heart and what it is that's important to Him. And if it's important to God, how many of you know it should also be extremely important to us? If something's important to God, it should be, I mean, it should be so important to us that it should be a guiding value of our life and of our church. And so in doing this, I want to make sure that our leadership is getting on the same, we're all on the same page. How many of you know if we're all on the same page, we're all focused in the same direction. It's like a freight train. You've got that engine, and you could put a little pebble in front of the wheels of that train when it's at a dead stop, and it would never move. But if you get that thing moving, it'll go through a 5-foot concrete wall, no problem. And so that's just the power of potential. That's the power of momentum. And so, you know, I the greatest way I know that we can achieve that is all of us getting on the same page. We're all looking at the same thing. And so we've got some guiding values, you know, as a staff. We have some values. And in praying about this, the Lord just began to deal with me about there's an overarching value that we should consider. And that value is, and for lack of, there's probably a better way to say this, but reverence for the holy. And when I'm talking about the holy, you see that word holy show up in the Bible all the time. And it really means things that are separated. It's things that God has put his finger on. And he said, this is holy. This is honorable. This is valuable. Pay attention to this. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And so when I'm talking about reverence for the holy, I'm talking about this deep respect for things that matter to God. Deep respect for things that matter to God. And so reverence for the holy means that we recognize and value what is of God. We don't have our PowerPoint up here? Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep talking, and they'll get this up going and catch up with us. But we recognize and value what is of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30 says, For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. I don't know about you. No. I don't want God to lightly esteem me, right? And he said the way that we can assure that God doesn't lightly esteem us is that we honor him. Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And so the word honor means to bestow high esteem, respect, or reverence. To bestow high esteem, respect, or reverence. So we honor God when we acknowledge and value what is of Him. We honor God when we acknowledge and value what is of Him. Now there's many things that we could talk about when it comes to this, because there's many things that God has said or indicated or shown that's very important to Him. Amen. I mean, you look in the Word, you look at the life of people that He rewarded, you look at the life of people that God blessed, and you can find something underlying that they got on the same page with God, and they did something. So, with that in mind, so this overarching value, this reverence for the holy, I just want to pull one thing that I'm stirred up about. I'm very stirred about. As a matter of fact, we'll start a series of messages Sunday on this. But one thing that I believe that's very important to God and that He values is steadfast faith. Steadfast faith. And of course, we're a faith church, and we've always been a faith church, and we always will be a faith church because God will always be a faith God. Amen. And so so we value, and I say we because I believe everybody in here, you want to value what God values. If God values it, you want to value it, because I know that's the people that you are. So we value steadfast faith. And I'll say it like this. We believe God no matter what. We believe God no matter what. Steadfast faith. So there's scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:58. He says, be steadfast, immovable. Be steadfast, immovable. How many of you know that that God wants us to be immovable? Steadfast and immovable. Colossians 1:23 says, continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, not moved away from the hope or the expectation. Be grounded and steadfast, not moved away from the hope. And I love these verses about this, because I believe that God is looking for, Smith Wigglesworth said this, that God will pass over 1 million people to get to one person who's in faith. He'll pass over 1 million people for one person who is in faith. And of course, we have to understand this. God values faith. He values faith. It's important to Him. And listen to this, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. There is no other way. There is no other way to please God apart from faith. Mm-hmm. And so He says, without it, it's impossible to please Him. And 1 Peter 1:7 says that the genuineness of your faith, and notice how God talks about faith. The genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So God calls your faith precious faith. You know, things precious as contrasted with something that's just common. You know, if everything, you've heard this, if everything is important, nothing is important. If everything is valuable, nothing is valuable. So He talks about our faith, it's more precious than gold. How many of you would like to have a bar of gold in your safe at home, huh? Anybody like to have a bar of gold? Your faith is more precious than a bar of gold. Amen.
Amen.
And God calls your faith precious. 2 Peter 1:1, Peter said this, to those who obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God, our Savior. So everybody say faith.
Faith.
Steadfast faith.
Steadfast faith.
And so this is it's a value that I hold dear. It's something that God has stirred me up about over the last, I don't know, maybe to almost 3 months, that He's been stirring me up about this, that He values faith. He values faith, and He values steadfast faith. And when we're walking in faith and we're unmovable, where we're just not moved out of place, and if we've locked on to something, we stay locked on to it. We believe God no matter what. We believe Him. Amen. And so That's a little bit about values. And there's a little bit about one value, and we're not going to cover them all today. But so with values, let me give you a little vision. Just a little vision and something that I've prayed about it. I've talked to the Lord about it. I've checked my heart about it. And so how can you and I, you know, we can all apply our faith individually, and we're going to be talking on Sunday mornings about that, just about, and we're going to talk about faith. Mm-hmm. And I'll go ahead and give you the title of our series. It's going to be called, I Believe God, from Acts 27. Paul said, sirs, I believe God, that it will be even as it was told me. He said, I believe God. I love that, because he said it right in the midst of some horrendous circumstances. And he said, I believe God. He was immovable. Immovable. And so so we're going to all apply this individually in our lives. And God's going to help us. But how do we apply this corporately? How do we apply this as leaders of Relate Church? How do we apply and really walk in steadfast faith? So let me ask this question. What should we believe God for? What should we believe Him for? And because it's important that we know what to believe for, right? And so one of the things that we should believe for, and I can't think of anything, you know, greater, is we should believe God for souls. We should believe God for souls. Psalm 2:8 says, ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. So we should believe God for souls. What else should we believe God for? Well, you know, some of you are in a position where in your role at Relate Church, that you're in a position where you one of your responsibilities is to recruit team members, and which is so very important, because we can only grow as far as our leadership base will allow us to grow. If we're not expanding our leadership base, well, then we stop growing. And so some of you are in the position to recruit leaders. So another thing that we should believe God for is team members. And so if you have any role, and we all should have a role in that. If you see somebody, you know, walking around, and you see them week after week after month, and they don't have their hand to the plow, and all they're doing is just coming to church, and but they don't have their hand to something. Well, they need to have their hands for something, not for our benefit, for their benefit, right? When I stand before the Lord, I'm not going to have to really answer for everybody else. Everybody's going to have to answer for themselves, right? And so we need to believe God for team members. So in praying about this, and we got into a discussion in our staff meeting this morning prior to this. I said, well, let's just hold up, because we're getting into what I'm going to talk about. And the Lord impressed on my heart that this year, we ought to set a faith goal that we're going to reach 200 new people. 200 new people. And when I mean reach, I mean see people, 200 people saved. And not just saved, but 200 people assimilated into the life of Relate Church. In other words, we're not just saved and they come to the altar and they walk out, we never see them again. But 200 people that we get assimilated into the church, connected with God and connected with His church. Amen. Now, 200 people, that's, you know, that 200 people could represent 600, easy. One person could represent a family of three or four. So we're talking about major, major increase. But how many of you know that if we believe God, if we believe God, and God's put this in our heart, and we believe Him, It can happen. I mean, what if we only reach 100 and assimilate 100? Is that still good?
Yes.
No, but if we believe God that He will give us the heathen for our inheritance, if we believe God that He's going to give us the wisdom on how to assimilate people into the church, it's going to be work. I mean, faith without works is dead. So it will be some work. But how many of you believe it can happen?
Amen.
It can happen. We can see lives changed, families changed, generations changed just by us reaching that one, reaching that 200. Amen.
Amen.
And then the next thought is this, and we'll wind it up right here. Do we have the systems in place right now that we not only can we reach 200, can we assimilate or disciple, whatever how you want to say it? Do we have the systems in place to do this? And this might be a great discussion. And I'm not just talking, I don't care if you're on the worship team, the greeter team, children's, whatever. This is all of us right here, right? What can I do? What can my team do? Not just to reach people, but get people connected. What can we do? And it would be a great discussion for all of our teams. You know, everything's going to look different and every team's going to look a little bit different, but what can we do? So when we talk about our systems, you know, how does it work from, you know, when somebody responds to the altar call? Right now, we've got a system in place. They come and they turn their card in. We send them information. And then from there, we kind of leave it up to them. What's the next step? And, you know, when people come into Starting Point, what happens from there? When people get baptized, what happens from there? So we have systems. Do they work? And if anybody has great ideas, or, you know, it could be an idea that doesn't seem too great, but once we start talking about it, it could spark other ideas, right? Everybody say steadfast faith. It is something that God is pleased with. And when in just a minute, we're going to pray and we're going to release faith for this, and then we're going to stand on it, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to encourage our teams with it, and we're going to, we're believing for 200 people come to Jesus this year and get connected and get assimilated. And we start talking about that, and then people get excited. Where'd you hear all this? You say, well, Tuesday leadership. Yeah, so anyway. So why don't we pray right now and let's release our faith. You know what I mean by that? You know, releasing faith, it just means we make our declaration. We set down on what we're believing God for, and then we just don't move. We don't move. What if we get to December of next year and we've only seen 15 people? Well, we've got 30 days. Can God do something in 30 days? Oh, yeah, in one day. 5,000 people were added to the church, right? So, I mean, can He do it? So even if we get to December and we just don't stop. Amen. So let's pray. Let's release our faith. Father, I thank You for these leaders in this room today. Father, I thank You for their families. I thank You for the time that they've given today, and I ask that You would multiply that back to them, reward them for it. And Father, we come together today as a staff, as leaders of Relate Church, believing that You are a God who is pleased when Your people are living and walking by faith. Believing that You are pleased when we step out on Your word and Your direction. And even if it looks really big, that You're pleased when we believe You and we trust You. And so, Father, right now, You said in Your word that if we would ask You, You would give us the heathen for our inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for our possession. And so we claim right now 200 souls out of this world this year. 200 people, Father, not from other churches, not people who are already saved, brand new people, brand new believers. Father, we claim these souls in the name of Jesus. And Father, we claim direction, and we ask that you would give us direction on how to connect these individuals, not just to you, but to connect them to your church. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And so, Father, from this point, from this time, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be only victory.
Yes.
It'll only be a confirmation of what we set out to believe you for. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.